people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. When you hear somebody drop off, you can jump on here at 866-444-3478. As I mentioned at the end of the last hour, we still have the contest picture up. If you identify it, you win one of our classes, the Natural Organic Certification Course. And if you want our newsletter, all you do is sign up right there on the homepage. And if you want information about joining the Organic Club of America, where you can get discounts on my books and a bunch of different things. We still have plenty of seed that I've collected from our gardens that new members get. New members at certain levels get different kinds of things. But the seed that we're currently giving away and have plenty of, inland sea oats, which is a real cool native grass, ornamental, and it's terrific. And especially if you've got some erosion problems anywhere, it is really a wonderful tool, especially long-term for erosion control, because it creates such a dense crown in the ground. It totally eliminates drainage problems. It's a pretty plant. It gets about, anywhere from 2 to 3 feet tall, depending on where it is and what the soil is and that sort of thing. And then the other seed we have that we're giving away is a little tree called Mexican Buckeye. And it's a terrific little plant. It's native to this part of the world. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But it'll grow in a lot of the country. And it's good for experimenting because these little buckeyes, they're about the size of a regular marble, will germinate about 100%. So they're real good for doing experiments, for getting kids involved and growing things. They make a beautiful little tree that blooms in the spring with purple flowers, and then usually has beautiful yellow fall color. So if you haven't tried it, you need to. It's a Mexican buckeye. And let's see, what else? I need to do that for you a little later. Let's just get back to the phones. Jerry in Weatherford next up. Hey, Jerry.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I've got two native pecan trees I think I'm in big trouble with.
Uh-oh.
They've been kind of not putting on the full leaves like the other pecan trees that I've got on the place. And I noticed the other day that these two have little green bumps all over the top of the leaves. Looks like little green cherries.
Yeah, that's a gall. That's called phylloxera gall, Jerry, and it's standard equipment on a lot of pecans. And,
it is?
Yeah, generally they're on almost all pecans to some degree. Now, if you have a real heavy population of them, it can indicate that the trees are in stress, and it sounds like yours are giving you other indications as well if the leaves aren't coming out full. Do you have any dead twigs, dead branches on the ends of the limbs?
Not on the ends. The whole last fall, we thinned out all the dead limbs on one of these trees. But I've noticed this spring that I've got some more dead limbs on the same tree. The other one doesn't have that.
Wow. Did you plant these trees?
No. These trees are probably 45 plus years, Howard.
Okay.
Here a few years ago, you were on the way to Dark Garden, and you stopped by my place and looked at a couple of other trees, pecan trees that I had that was in trouble.
Oh, okay. Well, did we get the bases uncovered on these trees, or is that?
Oh, yeah, they've got both of them have the root flare.
Okay.
And they're kind of up on a mound because originally that was a terrace before we built our home here 20 years ago, and about 8 or 10 years ago, we put a driveway in between these two trees, and that might be part of the trouble.
That is part of the trouble, yeah, because you cut off a bunch of roots.
Yeah.
Send me a picture on them, and let me see if I see anything else to mention to you. The sick tree treatment, like we recommend for anybody with stressed trees, is what I'd recommend. The gall is, again, not a big issue unless it's just really, okay, really heavy. And if it's heavy.
Oh, it's heavy. That's the only two of about 20 of these huge pecan trees. That's the only two that have them.
Okay. Well, it won't do any good to spray for them now, but yeah, we may next winter want to do a dormant oil or horticultural oil spray.
Okay.
The thing you might do now is if you have a Garrett Juice spray program, uh-huh, which I'd recommend you do anyway,
okay,
add some hydrogen peroxide to it. Have the hydrogen peroxide make up about 16 ounces at least. Per gallon of the spray.
16 gallon,
yeah, okay. Yeah, just the 3% stuff from the grocery store.
Yeah, okay.
Send me some pictures, and I'll see if, okay, I see anything else, okay?
All right, thanks, Alan.
Right, appreciate it. Thanks, Jerry. Let's go to our friend Garlic Mike, who I haven't seen for a while. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Good. Ran into Doug Shelton, your partner up at Rooster the other day, and I have a problem. I recently inherited, through a death in the family, a large number, half a pickup truck load of veterinary pharmaceuticals of every type you can imagine.
Yeah.
The one that scares me the most is the euthanasia syrup.
Oh, no,
and kidding. I've discovered that this is difficult to dispose of.
You can't take it to the city's toxic recycling people?
I have not been able to get any effective understanding. Basically, what I was told by the city of Dallas is, apparently they didn't realize the volume I had, but I was told to put it into a gallon milk jug, dissolve it in water, and then fill it with an expanding kitty litter and throw it in the trash. But
the city told you to do that?
Yes, sir. City of Dallas told me that.
Good grief.
311. After two different conversations, moving me up the ladder, that basically was the recommendation I was given.
Well, what's going on here, Mike, is you're giving them too much information. You need to just show up at the recycling place, you know, where they take in toxic material, and just call
like paints and stuff, yeah, like that, yeah, place just, where they take the, okay,
yeah,
okay,
just tell them it's what you're bringing them is pest control products, and don't get into talking about, you know, what detail it is. That's what's throwing them. They probably don't have that as a specific category, but just call them pesticides, pest control products, and they take all of that, you know. They take stuff that's a whole lot more toxic than what you have.
Yeah, so these are all organic compounds. These will break down. These, you know, for the most part, these should be in some form biodegradable, maybe over a period of time, but...
Yeah. Well, Dallas, yeah, is open all the time. You know, some cities only have chemical collection days, but Dallas is open all the time. All you got to do is go down there and show up, and you've got to have proof that you live in Dallas, maybe, or something, I guess. But
well, that was the other problem I had. This all occurred in Louisiana, and I didn't have any identification that would let me use any of their facilities over there. I didn't have a choice but to bring it back to Dallas. I couldn't dispose of it over there.
I think if you just take it down there and just, like, you know, I've done before with old stuff that we've had, paint and various kinds of things, they'll take all that stuff. I think what they do is they incinerate it, which maybe is not the best thing in the world because of air situations, but that's what they probably do with all that stuff.
Well, then that's my next step.
Okay. Keep me posted.
Also heard you with the garlic, or the chiolic garlic conversation today. That was fabulous. Thank you for that. And then one more thing, the fellow just before that, Daryl, that called in about his garlic. Actual garlic does not produce a seed per se, the elephant garlic you and I grow and others around here, it's a leek, and it produces little tiny black seed up in the flower if they're allowed to mature. But a real true garlic doesn't produce a seed per se, but the little bulblets work in that it's a, I guess, kind of like a cloning type mechanism.
Well, the real garlic will produce little I call them seed, but they're actually little bulblets that are up on the top of the...
And some varieties will put it in the scape in the top. Some will, like the elephant garlic, they'll mount them on the side of the bulbs underground.
Right.
And the varieties, there are over 660 varieties, and they're wild. They don't follow any rules.
That's
it's
right.
Fabulous.
They're fun. That's why they're fun. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Howard.
Talk to you soon. Let's take a break. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. If you haven't gone there yet, check it out. Let us know what you think.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
To turn any space into a garden, I recommend Smart Pots, the fabric containers that are portable, foldable, reusable, and 100% BPA-free. They also provide better drainage than non-fabric pots, release heat, and prevent circling and girdling roots. And for a bigger, badder, better raised garden, you'll get the same results by using the Big Bag Bed, available in three sizes. For more information or to find a store near you, visit smartpots.com.
Dram is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Heavy-duty Dram sprinklers fit any size yard. Match any shape in your yard with the 9-pattern turret sprinkler. The oscillating sprinkler has 18 brass jets for uniform watering of up to 3,000 square feet. The spinning sprinkler creates a very fine soaking spray. Dram sprinklers, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, are available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I did a quick search about this product that I mentioned for itchy dogs and cats earlier, called Dream Coat. And like I said, I'm going to get some and try it with Tater. He's got a little bit of itchiness. It looks like it's a liquid supplement, and the reviews on it are interesting, and they're kind of all over the map. Some people rave about the product, and other people say that their dog or cat won't touch the food if it's in it. So it seems to be something that has a smell or a taste that some pets will tolerate and like, and really helps them a lot with their softness of their coats and itching problems and all. And others, it's been a problem. It's been an issue. They wouldn't eat their food at all. So just another buyer beware situation. I'm still going to give it a try myself. And if any of you have any experience with it, let us know. Here's Nick in Chicago. Hi, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, we're finally drying out here.
Oh,
yeah. So, a couple of quick questions. One question was, I'm checking your guides. Do you recommend using like a fertilizer spreader or something like a broadcast spreader to get this over a yard? You know, I want to do mosquito control. My wife, two things. My wife had last year ordered a fogger company to come in, and this last time they came around, I found dead butterflies and moths, and I was like, well, that's not what we need.
No, you know? That doesn't sound good, does it?
No, not sir. No, sir, not at all.
What?
The other thing was I have rabbits that randomly find places they burrow in my yard, and my dog finds them finds the young and catches them as if they're rats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're immobile. So I'm just trying to find a way to repel the rabbits, repel the mosquitoes, I've followed, again, looking at your guide, following along with the nematodes and the garlic. But, again, do we use like a broadcast spreader to get it over? I got about an acre yard.
Well, depends on what you're doing. If you're using some kind of granular product, most of the granular products that I recommend can go out with a normal fertilizer spreader. I don't recommend drop spreaders because it's very difficult to get an even distribution. You need the kind that has
sure.
the whirly bird action on the bottom, you know, and throws it out more evenly.
Yeah.
Some products will bridge in the fertilizer spreader. Lava sand will do that. You can mix it with something drier, you know, like a dry organic fertilizer or Humate or some cornmeal or something like that, and it'll flow through the spreader easier. I tend to just pick it up by hand or with a scoop and throw it out when it's a product that bridges. The liquids we spray with one of the sprayers that's not a hose-end sprayer. Hose-end sprayers with one caveat that I'll tell you about, but you need to use a sprayer that is a pump-up sprayer or a backpack sprayer or a pressure sprayer so that whatever comes out that nozzle is your mixture. With a hose-end sprayer, you're depending on that little cheap plastic device to mix it for you, and they don't continue.
Are you talking about, like, I don't mean a name drop, but, like, let's just say the Miracle-Gro, the little green thing you put at the end of the hose, has a little tub at the bottom of it.
All the companies make various versions of hose-end sprayers, and in general, I don't like them because they don't work. They stop up, they break, they do this, that, and the other thing. On the other hand, beneficial nematodes are okay to use with a hose-end sprayer if you take the strainer out so it doesn't stop up, because you don't need to get real even distribution. It's just
okay, that was the next question, was application for the nematode.
Yeah, you can use the hose-end sprayer for that. I use a big watering can. I just mix them in a watering can and walk around, slosh them out all over the place. I find that's easier than loading up the sprayer, but... most of the organic stuff goes out with the same kind of equipment with just, you know, those few changes.
Okay. Sounds good, sir. And
on the rabbits, there's a product called Rabbit Scram. It's a commercial product called Rabbit Scram, and it works really, really well. We've got a listener that calls all the time and recommends using planting marigolds to repel them, and she claims that it works beautifully.
Marigolds. Okay. The other thing was, there's a Disney show, Zootopia, with the night howlers. Is that a real plant? My wife had
I have no idea. I haven't seen that.
Oh, you should watch it. It's great. It's animals in place of people.
Okay. Night howlers. All right. I'll look into it.
Yes, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thanks for calling. Thanks. All righty. Next up is Brian in Wiley, Texas. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How about you?
Fantastic. Thank you. Hey, I'm hopefully looking for some suggestions on how I can win a battle against bagworms. I have a silver maple that got hit really hard 2 years ago with an infestation of bagworms, and I treated it really pretty heavily, and thought I had the situation taken care of. In fact, last year...
But not yet. Can you hang on with me, Ken? I mean, Brian, can you hang on? I'll be back right after this break, and we won't be rushed that way. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Sorry, the birds beat me back in here. All right, we're going to go to Brian again and talk about bagworms. You there, Brian?
Very good. Great. Thank you. So I've had an infestation of bagworms 2 years ago on a silver maple, and I treated it pretty heavy and thought I had the situation.
What did you treat with, Brian?
I used a systematic insect controller geared towards tent worms, bagworms, and
a systemic toxic product is what it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay. Of course, I don't recommend any toxic products, but systemic ones I'm particularly opposed to because they go all throughout the whole plant. And if you're, that's not an edible plant, but it's just something that we really don't want to do. Plus, it doesn't work very well. The bagworms are like a lot of insects. They're an indicator that the plant is in stress. You'll see the bagworms primarily on plants are in stress. Now, with a a silver maple like you have, it's kind of in stress all the time in some cases because it's not the healthiest tree in the world. What the controls are, the first thing that you have to understand is that once those bags are hanging on the tree, you could spray with nuclear waste and inject it into the tree, and it wouldn't hurt them because they have insulated themselves in that bag. And if you've ever tried to tear one apart, you know how indestructible they are. That silk is impenetrable.
Yeah.
And they're just hanging there. They're not, you know, really taking anything from the tree at that point at all. They've got silk wrapped around the twig that's hanging that bag, and that actually cuts into the twig and will kill the twig from that point out. That's another part of the problem there. So what we want to do is we want to prevent those females from feeding on the plant and then attaching and hanging down. You can kill the little young bagworms when they're feeding, when they look like little teepees moving around on the leaf and eating holes. You can kill with organic sprays like BT sprays or spinosad pretty effectively, but that has to be done while they're feeding, before they're hanging on the plant. The preventative even before that is to put out the beneficial, trichogramma wasps, and we put them out for the bagworm as soon as things start warming up enough for new leaves, new growth to be forming and coming out on the trees. You see what I mean?
I do. Okay. Yeah.
Once they're hanging there, the only thing you can do is hand pull them and crush them, and then throw them in the compost pile. There's no spray that will be effective on them at all, including the systemic stuff like you use. It can't get to them.
Gotcha. So trichogramma wasps, when you do that in the early stages, similar to the Nemo.
We have to prevent them, right, with the trichogramma wasp. And then when they're feeding, we can kill them then with BT sprays or spinosad.
Okay. Now, Howard, does the nematodes help work against those as well?
I don't know that they ever have their life cycle in the soil at a time when the nematodes would be effective on them. I think the trichogramma wasps are a whole lot better way to go.
Okay, very good.
Now, the nematodes will help you with a lot of other things. You know, any of the most pests have one of their life cycles at least in the soil. So I recommend using beneficial nematodes for everybody out there. It helps with fleas and ticks and grub worms and termites and all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Well, it sounds like this is more you got to get it early or you got to ride it out.
Now, in your silver maple, even though it's got kind of a built-in weakness, make sure that root flare, it's even more important when you have a tree like a hackberry or a silver maple or a silver poplar or something that's not the healthiest long-lived tree in the world. It's even more important in those cases to have that flare exposed than it is on an oak or an elm or something that's higher quality and lives a lot longer.
Very good.
Okay.
Great. Thank
good
you.
Luck. Talk to you later. Let's go next to Gary in Celeste, Texas. Hi, Gary.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Well, thank you. My question is, we've recently bought some property in Mineola, and we have a large number of volunteer, I guess you could say, pine trees that are growing up. My wife tried transplanting, probably 8 or 10 of them back in March. And my question is, when's the best time to try to transplant or move an evergreen tree? I know normally your hardwood you move, you know, late fall, early winter. And get those things moved and been successful. But she only had about, I'd say, 4 out of the 10 trees she moved survive. When's the best time to move a pine tree or an evergreen tree, I guess is my question.
Same as the other trees that you've moved and had luck with. Trying to move them in the spring is when you'll have the least chance. So fall, as soon as the fall color appears on the deciduous trees around, That means that all systems have pretty much been shut down, and you're in that window where you'll have the greatest chance of success. Assume you have sandy soil there?
Yes, it is.
Well, you can dig those trees up if you do it at that time and bare root them, make sure they don't dry out, and move them over to a new location, and you'll have about 100% success.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's my question. That was an easy answer. Appreciate it. Thank you
very
much.
Good luck. Talk to you later. Bye. Let's go to Ken in Arlington next. Ken?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Oh, peppers.
Okay.
The leaves on these pepper plants, they look all wrinkled. I guess I'm withdrawn or something like that, and they'll grow a pepper, and they'll come out with a stem on the pepper itself, half an inch long, and then some eat them off.
Are you seeing any little bugs stuck to the leaves?
Yes, what I thought would have been leaf hoppers. If you try to get one of these little bugs, they just run around the opposite
scoot
side of
around.
The stem.
Yeah, that's a leaf hopper or a plant hopper or whatever. They have piercing, sucking mouth parts, and they can cause that crinkling of the leaves. So probably what you want to do is use garlic pepper tea. You can't buy a commercial version of that. You kind of have to make it yourself. You can get. We're hopefully going to have a company come on board here pretty soon that's going to have a commercial version of it. But for right now, you just have to use my formula.
And, well, I used the hot pepper, and that didn't really do much anything.
Well, take the hot pepper spray and mix some garlic with it. That's garlic pepper tea. And spray that, and I think that'll work on the plant hoppers as well as anything you can do. If you mix it into Garrett juice, you get some foliar feeding at the same time, and it's just, more efficient.
What about the spinosad?
Spinosad, probably get them. It's kind of the ultimate weapon in the organic.
I tried neem, and that didn't seem to help too much.
Well, neem products are frustrating because a lot of the neem products that are on the market, Ken, are liquid products, and they're not they don't have any shelf life. Start off being kind of weak in the beginning, and depending on how long they've been on the shelf, they just go downhill and can be worthless by the time you end up buying them. There are some good neem products out there, but they're harder to find. One of them is called Azosol, and it's a dry product. And if you get it, it'll work. It's expensive, but it works great. I'd use the spinosad instead because you can get Captain Jack's Dead Bug Spray or one of the other deals.
Yeah, that's what I got yesterday. I haven't applied it yet.
I think that'll take care of it. But do some foliar feeding as well.
I mix that spinosad with Garrett juice?
Yeah. Yeah, you can mix any of the organic products together. That's no problem at all, and it's a very efficient way to go. You might want to also, and I do this as a separate spray so you can see which was the most effective, put some hydrogen peroxide.
Add hydrogen peroxide, okay.
Do it separate from the spinosad.
Oh, do it separate?
Yeah, and let's see which one gives you the best results with what you're dealing with.
Okay. All right, we'll try that, and hopefully I'll have some peppers left.
Okay, good luck. Are yours out in the sun, or are they in the shade?
It's sunny in the morning and shade in the afternoon.
Well, that should be fine. Peppers can take sun or shade, and morning sun, afternoon shade should be absolutely perfect for you.
So, right.
All right.
Well, part of the sun, around 1 o'clock, something like that.
Is this in a garden where you have other vegetables too, or is it just peppers?
No, it's away from other vegetables.
And the other vegetables are doing okay, not having a similar problem?
Not really like that,
okay.
As far as the withdrawn, wrinkled leaves.
The other thing I'd do if they were mine, I'd put some cornmeal, if you haven't done it already lately, I'd put some whole ground cornmeal on the soil around the plants and just lightly work it into the soil. I think these this combination of things we're talking about get you under control.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later. We've got open lines if you want to jump in here real quick at 866-444-3478. What I need to do, I think I have time right now, is to give you the weekly health tip from Real Time Pain Relief, and it's about turmeric. Turmeric, they're recommending, and I do too. I think it's a turmeric or turmeric, however you want to pronounce it, well, we have it at home in a powdered form. We have it in capsule form, so there's different ways you can use it. It's used in traditional Asian cooking and curries, hot beverages, teas, turmeric tea. Simply heap four cups of hot water and 1 teaspoon of ground turmeric. Simmer for about 10 minutes and add a little honey or lemon to taste. Adding some ginger also works well. Rubbing turmeric powder into ingredients in warm water and sesame oil creates a paste that, when added to the skin, helps to reduce inflammation and swelling. We'll talk more about that when I get back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. More on turmeric right after this.
My organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit Espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth:
Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I wasn't very clear on that turmeric powder rub I was talking about, so let me finish with that. Apparently, you can make a rub that is really good for swelling, inflammation, and pain just by mixing turmeric together with something like water or sesame oil and create a paste and just rub it right on the part that's a problem. So this is a tip from Real-Time Pain Relief, so give it a try. Their product is also great if you got some pain. No chemicals like GMOs, parabens, or SLS. If you would like a free $10 tube of the Real-Time Pain Relief product, just give them a call or go to their website. The website is rtpr.com for real-time pain relief, rtpr.com. The phone number is toll-free, 877-787-7180. And the telephone number is 866-444-3478. Kathy is in Balch Springs.
Yes.
Hey, Kathy.
Howard. I've got some red tip petunias.
Mm-hmm.
I've let them get too tall. How much could I cut off them without killing my tree?
well,
my trees.
It's one of those things where it may not kill it, but it's not going to look very good if you cut off more than about a third of the growth. You know, way back, if you really have a problem with the height of the plant, you might want to consider, Kathy, taking them all the way out and planting something that would be more appropriate in size there. They'll live if you cut them back severely. It's just a matter of whether they're going to look good.
I just top them. They look.
They'll look topped. I mean, they'll.
I just don't want them to look like skeletons.
What kind of height do you need to end up with?
Well, see, they're about 12 feet tall, and maybe just cut them down. I just want them to look nice, you know, cut them down where they're not so tall. I've overlit them overgrow.
Well, it would be best if you did what's called pick pruning, rather than just, you know, whacking them off at a certain point, which is called topping. And you're going to have stubs that are all going to feather back out and have real funny-looking growth. If you do what's called pick pruning instead, what you do is you take the longest limbs, longest shoots, follow them down into the plant where they're connected to another limb or the trunk, and cut them off at that point. What you do by using that technique is that you reduce the size of the plant. And this will work with pretty much any kind of plant. You reduce the size of the plant, but it still has a soft, natural appearance.
Oh, okay. Okay, I understand that. I have some junipers, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been noticing these little white moths flying around them. What does that mean? Do you think they may be eating on a tree?
Well, they're just hanging out. They could be white flies. If they're white flies, they would be doing some feeding. But if they're moths, they could just be hanging around in there. You can spray and...
I didn't know if they make bagworms or...
No, probably not what you're seeing, little bitty things like that. If you want to kill them, you can spray with that organic pest control we were talking about earlier called spinosad. It'll kill them all. But it will also at least disorient the honeybees, so you don't want to spray it all over.
Oh, I don't want to do that. And I also had the lizards, too. They like to get around them.
It won't hurt them.
I don't want to hurt them.
Just
Spinosad. Okay.
It's S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad or spinosad.
Okay.
If you just spray right on the plant that's having a problem, you're not going to hurt the honeybees or anything else. Just don't spray it all over the whole property.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right, and then we've got an open line at 866-444-3478. The different things that we have for you to get more information about this natural organic program are, number one, the website, dirtdoctor.com. Number two, you can go to the next level of that information, join the Organic Club of America. It doesn't cost very much, and you get several benefits there. My books, there's 15 of them. They're available a couple of ways. You can get them from the company that where I'm traveling around the country speaking now, the Mother Earth News organization. They're selling the new book that they republished after I totally redid it, called The Organic Manual. It's available from them, and we were told just this last few weeks that they're also selling my other books on their website on MotherEarthNews.com. You can also get them from places like Amazon and things like that. We don't sell them, but you get one of the books joining the Organic Club of America at a certain level, so you might want to look into that. The newsletter is free. You just simply sign up for it on dirtdoctor.com. You get it on a weekly basis. We always are doing one subject at a time with some links to some other related kinds of things, so I think you'll enjoy that. The show is on live from 8 to 11 Dallas time, broadcast out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but we're in about 230 markets across the country. You can also listen online. The live streaming is on dirtdoctor.com, and then the podcasts are available for you as well. You can also listen on our app, the Dirt Doctor app. You can't get away from me. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you. Until I see you again, go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens and trees. See you next time.